From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Both U.S. President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have arrived in Singapore ahead of Tuesday's planned meeting between the two. VOA's Bill Gallo, who's been there, tells us while security is tight for this historic meeting, it's not like the type of security in Washington when high-ranking officials like the president are gathering. He also says that the president seems to be taking a different approach than the one he originally had.
Well, you know, he made these comments over the last couple days talking about, you know, he's just going to kind of go on feel and he doesn't need to prepare that much. And he'll know within the first, 60 seconds, or at least within the first short amount of time, whether or not he's going to get a deal with Kim Jong-un. He sort of walked that back a little bit, and his staff have also walked that back. They said Sarah Sanders, the White House press secretary, just put out a statement not that long ago saying that on the flight here, President Trump was reading, talking to officials, he's preparing. They're trying to make this a little more serious.
And the president is meeting with Singapore's prime minister, while Kim has already done so. A newly released survey finds that 77% of Israeli Jews approve of U.S. President Donald Trump's handling of U.S.-Israel relations, while only 44% of American Jews do so. The information released Sunday ahead of the opening of the AJC Global Forum in Jerusalem reveals sharp differences between U.S. and Israeli Jews on several topics. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization is holding its first summit since India and Pakistan joined the bloc, which is widely seen by observers as a means for blocking American influence in Central Asia. The summit is being held in the eastern Chinese coastal city. Chinese President Xi Jinping told the group in opening remarks that we should reject selfish, short-sighted, narrow, and closed-off policies. We must maintain the rules of the World Trade Organization. This is VOA News.